Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless.
I just want to share quick five reasons and the purpose of the healing ministry. But first of all, I want to say to you, Jesus Christ is your Savior, and He is your healer. Amen. And that, you know, it says that He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement or the punishment of our faith fell upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. Amen. And we see God demonstrating that healing covenant in the Old Testament when He said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord that heals you. I'll put none of the diseases that was put on the Egyptians. It will not come upon you. Amen. And we see it fulfilled and concluded and sealed in Jesus Christ when he received those stripes and he was nailed to the cross. But the fact that He did not stay in the tomb, but He rose again, means that it is done. It is a done deal. So just by the words there in Isaiah 53, it says, by stripes you Oh, God bless you, Jason. By stripes. I'll get back to my message now. It says, just by the fact that it says, by these stripes you are healed. So even back then, God spoke of it as a done deal. And Jesus, when He hung on the cross, He said, it is done. It is finished. So your salvation, your healing in Jesus is done. It's complete. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is have faith. You see, it's by grace. It's a free gift. Amen? So quickly, five reasons. It is to reveal the compassion of Jesus. You know, Jesus, the thing about Jesus, He had compassion on us, even when we really thought we didn't deserve it. And when Jesus heals, He shows compassion. Amen? He loves. So people say, why? Why does Jesus heal? Because He loves. Amen? Healing also gives proof that Jesus is alive. He's not in the tomb. He is alive. He's resurrected. He's glorified. He's the risen Savior. And the fact that He heals, and we're gonna just in a few moments, we're going to hear proof that Jesus is alive. Because Jesus is the healer. We are not. He's the healer. Amen? So it gives proof that Jesus lives. It also demonstrates the defeat of Satan and that the kingdom of God is supreme. The kingdom of God rules. The name of Jesus is above every name. We have authority and power over all the power and over all the works of the devil. And yes, that does include sickness and disease. There's another saying about healing, is that it is the dinner bell to salvation. Some people simply will not believe until they see. And it's an amazing thing about healing. Some people say, I just don't believe until somebody gets healed in their family. Or something happens and suddenly everything changes. Because it proves Jesus as your Savior. It confirms the power and the integrity of God's Word. Psalm 107:20 says that He sent His Word and He healed them. And He delivered them. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh, Jesus. And like we learned in the healing school, healing, sometimes we look for a formula, but really, healing is a person. Healing is Jesus. And to encounter Him, you encounter healing. So divine is the life force of the Son of God rushing into the physical body, destroying the works of the devil. Think about it. I just want to say this because this is really it. It says, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you, talking to you, believer. If the same Spirit that raised Christ dwells within you, that resurrection power, that divine life rushing into your body, touching every fiber of your being, your joints, your marrow, your bones, your heart, your brain, your ear, everything, your immune system. Imagine, it says, wherever the river of God flows, it brings life. If it goes into a swamp, the swamp comes alive. So can you imagine the life of God, the vibrant, manifested presence and power of God entering into your physical body? It drives out sickness. It drives out the devil. It drives out pain. Somebody say hallelujah.